Meeting a fly fishing legend, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Good friend and tennis adversary Nick Kuntz was finishing up a match with me not long ago when I noticed a fly fishing logo in his tennis bag. What's that about, I asked.
So I met probably one of the top five saltwater fly fishermen in the world maybe 20 years ago named Winston Moore. I got introduced to Winston, and 30 seconds after I met him, he told me to come to his house to learn how to do some casting. And it was Easter Sunday. I'd never met the guy. And ever since then, I've gone on 3 trips with Winston. We've gone all the way down the coast of Belize with 2 boats and 2 guides and a cook a couple times. I've been to a lodge in Belize with him. I've done business with him. I've done 2 subdivisions with him. He's a legend in the fly fishing world. He pretty much discovered saltwater fly fishing. He's 94 right now.
Really? So what brought you to his house on Easter Sunday? Was it your charm or just his being a great guy?
Well, I don't know what it was, because I met him and like 15 to 20 seconds later, he invited me to his house. My dad introduced me to him at a restaurant. He invited me to his house, and it happened to be Easter Sunday. And I don't really know why it happened, but it's been a life, unbelievable friendship. And he's kind of my mentor in fishing and in business.
Google Winston Moore with an E. It's absolutely fascinating. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.